This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I am sick to death of hearing about the coronavirus, but you can't escape it.
It's everywhere.
It's all people. I don't know if the virus is everywhere.
Oh, no, it's not.
But conversations about the virus are everywhere, to the extent that at work, I have banned the word on my shifts. If you say it, I'm sending you home.
Well, how do you communicate? Because then there'd be nothing else to talk about, right?
You talk about literally anything else. Anything else. I don't care. Talk about your dog's bowel movements for all I care. Just please, not the coronavirus. But here we are. About to do a show, looking for news all day, anything, not about the coronavirus, no luck.
No luck. That's all there is.
Everything is either directly or indirectly pertaining to it, such as the big news of today, Trump's insane little plan to stimulate the economy that they're ravaging. I mean, I wasn't here yesterday, but I assume... Or Sunday, but I assume it was discussed, you know, Chris Sununu's little plan to shut down restaurants mm-hmm. and all of and bars here in the United States.
Yeah, but that's not just New Hampshire. That's many, many governors, many state governors have already made that move to keep people from spreading the Wuhan flu. Do you like that better? Wuhan.
The Boomer Doomer?
The Boomer Doomer.
That's what I've been hearing it called lately.
And, of course, so this was Yang's plan forever. Because, of course, he's talking about 1,000 a month. But then Tulsi just came out, and she said the same thing. She's like, we need to help alleviate the crisis by paying Americans.
The crisis that they caused, though. And that's what I think it... That's what bothers me so much about this. You know, Sununu yesterday, or today actually, put more than 65,000 people out of work. And as we discussed last week, these are overwhelmingly the types of people who are living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And most of them are living off of tips. And suddenly they have nothing. Income whatsoever for the next 3 weeks at minimum. The government did that to them.
Except if they didn't. If they didn't make moves to help the sheep feel better about themselves and their lives, then they would have been going after all these governors. Like, why aren't you doing anything to save the children? So they've got to do something. Otherwise, they're going to be hanging from a limb or a telephone pole.
Right, but it worked, and that's the problem I have with it. You know, I've seen people celebrating the fact that Trump is going to give them $1,000.
Yes, yes. People coming from people who know better.
Yeah, and people, yes. Unless, that as well.
Unless you're a collapsitarian and you know that this is just going to help steer us further towards closer to the precipice.
Well, it will certainly do that.
Yes, it absolutely will. But I mean,
because this won't be the end.
But this is the year. This is the end of the 80-year cycle. 2020. It's over.
What 80-year cycle?
The crisis every 80 years, a huge crisis to rectify
the previous 80 years of governmental mistakes.
Humanity's mistakes.
Okay.
And this is our year, or the lemmings are going to go sailing off of the cliff to their doom. It's a correction.
It is, and I'm not particularly looking forward to the outcome because all of it could be avoided for the most part. I mean, the virus, okay, whether or not that's a big deal, I don't even care about right now. Because it's the actions of the government that are causing the problem. I mean, do you want a depression? Because shutting down commerce, that's how you get a depression.
Yep.
And suddenly, the people who won a Bank of America ran out of $100 bills in New York City the other day. Of course, they were able to, you know, resupply relatively quickly, but we're going to see runs on banks, expect. Because people want their USD. They want to get into something that they know has utility and value. And without getting into whether or not it should have value, it currently does. The USD is the asset that everyone wants. And because of that, Bitcoin is down, gold is down, stocks are down, because everybody instead just wants USD. But
toilet paper's down?
Is it?
Oh, absolutely.
I would have expected toilet paper to be up.
Well, the scalpers who are selling it online, it's definitely up for them. But I mean, Walmart's not charging more.
Well, that's stupid of them.
But they don't have any.
Right, because they're not charging
more. And by the way, I had to see it for myself. I went shopping yesterday.
Oh yeah.
I got some pictures. The only thing left, and I went everywhere. I usually only go to about 3 or 4 stores, but I just went everywhere just to check and see what it looked like. Paper, toilet paper, completely gone. All they had was paper roll, the cheap generic paper towels, which, by the way, you shouldn't flush. But you know people are gonna. Pasta was gone. Of course, hand sanitizer and whatnot. That surprisingly, beans and rice, there was plenty.
I had a similar experience today. I don't go to stores often, but I needed some lipstick, so today I went to one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised to see that they still had any canned goods at all.
Yeah, and canned goods. I mean,
It's like, why? You people are buying toilet paper, but you're not going to have any need for it when you're starving.
Toilet paper and pasta.
Strange combination.
I brought in a story talking about the psychology behind these TP hoarders or these TP preppers or whatever you want to call them, because it is strange. I mean, what got this? I mean, what's going through your mind where you're going to go drive to a store and fill your entire cart with toilet paper and fighting other customers? And don't forget about the standing in line all morning to get into some of these stores. It is bewildering. I mean, it is truly, I don't use this word often, it's surreal.
It is.
And when we talk about non-player characters out there and whether they even exist, you've got to really wonder whether this is the litmus test. What is going through these people's mind? They're crazy.
I will say that you can go on Amazon right now and buy toilet paper.
Oh, you better believe it. On Sunday, I delivered on Saturday and Sunday. Everybody was buying toilet paper online.
Because you can still get it there. It's more expensive.
My whole truck was full of it.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm happy to hear that, because that's a good solution to the... Because at this point, I don't think it's necessary to prep yourself against the virus. I think it's necessary to prep yourself against the actions of other people.
Yes.
It's not the virus that caused Walmart shelves to empty out.
Beans,
that was other people.
Yeah, beans, bullets, Bitcoin. That's what you need.
See, but Bitcoin is dependent upon the internet and electricity.
I also mean cryptocurrency, but I'm trying to find 3 Bs.
Okay.
But yeah,
bullion. Gold.
There you go, bullion. It's insane. I don't know what these people are thinking. Why they're not actually prepping with food.
Well, last week we went over how to acquire MREs and stuff like that with Bitcoin. Well, as I said, I think it's time to begin prepping yourself against the economic collapse that is likely to result because of the government's insane decisions lately and the future insane decisions they're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
MREs, currently out of stock everywhere I looked until mid-April, which is about the time that you would expect the virus part of this to actually begin wrapping up.
Yeah, that's what the preppers who already have MREs, they're restocking.
And I've spent most of my life laughing at doomsday preppers, and I'm like, you know what? You guys had a point.
And don't try to buy firearms right around now either, or bullets, because that's they're up to their eyeballs in customers. That's an industry that's doing very well. Toilet paper and firearms dealers.
I would imagine imagine firearms dealers are doing better than the toilet paper dealers.
I think they're, who knows? I'd like to see those numbers.
Because your toilet paper, I mean, if you have a gun, you can acquire toilet paper.
Yeah, and I hate that. I see that meme all over it. Especially from libertarians. It's like, that's not good, man. You know, the one with the dude looking through the blinds at all the preppers, and you know that you're laughing because you're a gun owner, and you can just go take it if you wanted to. I don't like that, but
I guess I did sort of suggest that. I don't agree with that, though. You are right.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and Forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind, because I'm sure what's on your mind is the coronavirus. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And you know, everything is on sale except toilet paper and the USD. And among those things that's on sale is Bitcoin Cash. And you can get it at local.bitcoin.com, which is a site that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. What you got?
So, I think that, you know, this coronavirus thing, I think that it's really, I think people should kind of pull the reins back. You know, I think the media does a pretty good job of panicking everyone. I mean, we've had, you know, the president has been on, you know, every day, sometimes two, three times a day addressing the virus, you know, or it's every day, you know, and it's just panicking the people. And, you know, the experiences I've had at some of the stores is that, you know, a lot of certain different things in certain aisles, there's just like, there's nothing there, like all the toilet paper, hand sanitizers, you know, people I know are buying up a lot of alcohol,
I
went in there. I went in there with a shopping cart for the first time ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go that far. I intend to.
If you're worried about hand sanitizer, get you a jug of vodka. There you go. You're good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't generally drink hard liquor though.
For sanitation. Well, you got your wine.
If you drink enough, will that keep you from getting the coronavirus? You do make wine. I need to talk with you about that sometime.
We'll sit down. You're pickling. You're basically pickling yourself. So I mean. And that's a good way to preserve. So, I mean,
is this why red wine is good for the heart?
I don't know. In one glass, just one glass.
Just one. Okay. I'm in bad shape then.
Go ahead, Rob.
All right. So, you know, a couple of nights ago, over to Charlotte Supermarket up in Walpole, there was a knockdown, drag out fight with these, you know, two people that, you know, there was dropping in the store and they were fighting over a case of water, you know. It's crazy.
Really? Because that's where the hippies shop. So you're saying hippies were fighting each other?
I don't know if they were
peace-loving
hippies or not.
Well, they're from Vermont.
I thought Walpole was in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but all the Vermonters drive over to you, because that's the closest grocery store.
Okay.
Well, there is another store over in BF, but it's like a family-run store. But
yeah, but it's crap. That's a crap store.
Yeah. Could be.
So the reality is, you saw this fight,
Rob? Or you heard about it?
No, I didn't actually see the fight, but there was a lot of yelling and screaming. The police were there and everything.
Mm. Well, it is sad, and this is just the tip of the crisis. If it is even real,
the crisis is going to be real. It's just. The question is whether it's going to be caused by the virus or by the government's response to the virus.
I mean,
at this point, it seems like the government is the biggest threat here.
People still have their health. They still have a little bit of money. They still have food. I mean, the pantries
can't
be.
Next week, all the stores will be fully stocked again.
And that's where I'm getting at. It's not even real yet. I mean, wait till people are starving. I mean, Venezuela style. Wait till people are losing weight and they're standing in the line at Shaw's to get that water. You know, they've been there for 3 hours and someone butts in front of them or something.
The
other thing that I've been noticing is that people are they're taking to heart social distancing. social distancing.
I hate that phrase. That is the second most phrase that I'm likely to ban at work.
You know?
By the way,
you reach out to shake somebody's hand and they won't even take it. That's how, you know, that's really strange. It really is.
That's another thing I noticed yesterday when I went shopping. Usually I'm an observer and I'm just looking and checking out everybody. And I really felt it in the air. People were glitchy. They were, you know, looking over their shoulders. They're looking at each other like,
good. My biggest issue with going to the store has always been that as soon as someone enters Walmart, their situational awareness drops to zero. They suddenly start walking backwards, pushing aisles into people. They're completely oblivious.
I hate that. Or they're walking really slow right in the middle of the damn aisle, and you're trying to get around them. They're like, it's like they don't, what? You don't know that I'm right here breathing down your neck. Get the hell out of my way. You're right. But that was not the case yesterday. People knew where each other were. It was great.
That sounds like a pleasant shopping experience.
But it was also scary.
Why?
Because people were, they were afraid. They were afraid of each other. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of being in society with each other. And that's not good. Unless you're me and you're asocial and you don't want it.
At that point, you're just watching a show, though.
Yeah.
You know? I'm glad to hear people are respecting other people's personal space, though. When I went to the gas station today, I noticed that the person behind me stood a safe 6 feet behind me, mm-hmm. which is very unusual, because in that sort of situation, they're likely to be breathing down your neck.
Yep.
Uncomfortably
Which is just gross.
Yeah, like they have, again, no sense of personal space. Or situational awareness.
I wonder if this is all a hoax.
Well, I mean, we might get to another story that I brought that has to do with an event that took place in October where they were setting up for just this situation, a pandemic. And 6 weeks later, after this event, it was event 201 held in New York. By the John Hopkins, and of course the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Interesting. Well, Rob, thank you so much for the call. We definitely have to get into that
because
I don't see any reason not to believe.
This is something that I haven't seen covered anywhere. This was a big event, and coincidentally, 6 weeks later, first case, case Z in Wuhan. It's very strange, very strange. And no one's dying. It was like 1,000 people, and they're all, you know, over a certain age with certain respiratory issues, current issues. I mean,
I don't know what the death toll is or isn't. I know
it's like 1,000 or something.
But the death toll in the United States alone is more than 100 now.
Yeah, old people who probably would have died anyways from just regular old flu. This is crazy. I think it's got hoax written all over it. It's got globalist written all over it.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says distribution of coronavirus test kits is being stepped up as much as possible.
The FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so. All states can now authorize tests developed and used within their borders.
The president from the White House, also Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, says the administration is looking to send checks to Americans immediately.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a bipartisan stimulus package. Wall Street is liking what they heard from the president and Treasury Secretary as the Dow closed the day up 1,042 points to finish at 21,231. The S&P closed up 143 points. The NASDAQ rose 430. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And by His Excellency, Chris Sununu.
King Sununu.
Has made some more arbitrary, asinine, ridiculous, self-destructive decisions.
To alleviate the fear, the growing fear.
Well, he did just put a lot of people out of work. And this raises some questions. How are these people going to pay for their electricity, for their gas, water, telephone, internet?
Well, it doesn't seem like that's going to matter because he's coming down with a hammer.
Yeah, he's got a solution.
Yes, it's a hammer. And every problem is a nail, and he's got a big monster hammer.
His latest solution to the problem that he created yesterday is all providers of services such as I just listed are hereby prohibited from disconnecting or discontinuing service for non-payment for the duration of the state of emergency declared in Executive Order 2020-04. For the purposes of this order, deliverable fuels includes propane, fuel oil, and heating oil. So his solution to putting everyone out of work to where they can't pay their bills is to make the utility providers not be able to deny those people service for not paying the bills that they can't pay.
Yep. That sounds like fascism to me.
It sounds like socialism with extra steps, for sure. Because it's essentially just the government bailing out everyone?
Yeah, but you
from
know
the problems that it created.
I mean, but it's still February too. I don't know what months are considered the cold months here in New Hampshire.
March.
But there's already is it? Oh wow, it's we're really moving along.
It's mid March, and it's going to be 60 degrees this weekend.
Yeah, I think it could be 60 tomorrow actually. But anyways, it's already illegal to evict during the winter months or to turn people's heat off here in New Hampshire. That's already like a law. So he's not really changing that much. But did you say something about internet as well?
Yes, internet, telephone. What if I'm confused now? If they use a prepaid service and they don't re-up their time,
right?
Technically, their provider would be disconnecting their service.
What do you mean? Clarify.
Like if you buy a 30-day plan or whatever,
right,
and it expires at some point during this national emergency, state of emergency crap, would they not technically be disconnecting you by letting your phone actually expire?
Good question. And does this even, I mean, if you have a out-of-state or even out-of-country service, like I don't think my people are, I don't know who owns my cell phone coverage, but are they affected? Or is it only New Hampshire businesses and utilities? Probably.
At the end of this state of emergency, customers having arrearages accrued during the state of emergency shall be provided the opportunity to make a reasonable payment arrangement over no less than a six-month period and shall not be charged any fees for late payment. Jesus.
And we already have people who are having a hard enough time living paycheck to paycheck, and now they're going to have like 6 months of bill. And
let's go to the phones then. We've got Ron calling from Tennessee. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. How are y'all today?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, I came across something that a lot of people might need to consider. I don't have insurance right now. I'm a 1099 employee. So, USCertifiedDoctor.com gives you access to MD Live for free. As long as you're a member of that, anything that you do on MD Live, any kind of doctor's visit, is absolutely free.
How are they paying for that? How does it work?
It's a monthly membership of $35 a month.
So it's not free.
Yeah, it's $35 a month for your whole house. So anybody in the house can get online and go to the doctor and get their prescriptions of whatever symptom they have. You know, they'll diagnose them and send a script wherever it is. And it's U.S., it's all over the U.S., it's all U.S. board certified doctors.
What is that site again?
It sounds beneficial, but I have to worry about the accuracy of the diagnosis from a doctor who can't at least put a stethoscope on your chest, you know?
Right.
Well, this is just insurance, though. Yeah, yeah. What was that site again?
It's called USCertifiedDoctor.com. It's the whole word doctor.
Cool. Well, Conan is going to look into it. Ron, thank you so much for the call. It sounds like it may be a viable option for people out there who, you know, need insurance and don't have it. Other rulings from Resident King Christopher Sununu, His Excellency himself: no owner of non-restricted property or restricted property, what the hell is even that, may initiate eviction proceedings during the state of emergency, and no eviction order shall be issued or enforced during the state of emergency. So not only has he... What was the insanity of the first one that we just covered? Because I've already forgotten it.
The utilities?
Yeah, not only can utility companies not disconnect you, but your landlord cannot evict you from their property for not paying rent. So basically, he's enabling freeloading.
Bad behavior.
Yeah.
But that's a growing problem in this country of people freeloading and people learning the system and knowing how they, you know, with no credit, knowing what they can get away with You know, like I said, like I was talking about the cold months. There are people who know that they can get into an establishment in the cold months and they can just stop paying. And you can't kick them out for 6 months. And then if you do take them to court, they're not going to have any money to pay you back. There's a lot of people who know this system, a lot of scam artists, and it's horrible. My parents are homeowners. And they learned from experience the hard way that there are certain people that they're not going to rent to. It finally came down to a credit score of, I think, like over 700.
Wow.
And it fixed everything.
I mean,
they still run into a couple problem kids here and there, but that fixed it. I mean, because everyone else was, anyone below that, are just, they're problems, they're trouble starters. And that wait for that to become a law.
So
wait for your next legislator to be like, you can't, that's discrimination. That's credit discrimination. Oh God.
So the government of New Hampshire created this problem where tenants can essentially live for free.
Yep.
Half of every single year, as long as they can find a new landlord to mooch off of.
Correct. It's a real problem.
Then why are there so many landlords around here that include the heating bill in the rent?
You know,
that's like asking for trouble.
And when you consider, all right, so 50% of Keene is rentals. 50% of all the homes in Keene,
right?
All the units are rentals. And I would say half of those people, they don't even live in New Hampshire. They're all Massachusetts. They're all Massachusetts nuts. They're not even here, and that's why a lot of our downtown area is so crummy, because they're not there to actually maintain the buildings. You're on the other side of the river.
Well, ideally, they would have property managers for that sort of thing.
Correct. But we still have, there is an awful lot of crummy buildings downtown, especially where the students used to live.
Oh yeah, there are some slums.
Oh yeah,
around
definitely
Keene, for sure. Which is sad because Keene is a relatively wealthy community, but that doesn't stop the formation of slums.
Nope.
Presumably because of because of endemic social issues that we really don't have time to get into. More decrees from King Sununu, though, so stay tuned for that. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet, because Sunday night, I ordered food from Local Burger here in Keene. And they accept, you know, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Dash, and some others probably. But I was, you know, it was my shift, so I couldn't just leave the store to go get it. But I wanted to pay using cryptocurrency because I try to hit each cryptocurrency accepting location here every single week when possible. So I sent a friend of mine down there who had never used cryptocurrency before. I installed the Edge Wallet onto his phone, stepped him through it, sent some Bitcoin Cash, and within minutes, he had a wallet set up that was easy to use. He went down there, he paid, he came back, absolutely no issues. His first experience with cryptocurrency, overwhelmingly positive, made possible by the Edge Wallet. Available for both iOS and Android, it allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more. Visit edge.app to learn more about it. Again, that's edge.app, or just download it directly from the Google Play or Android stores.
Juniper berry, mint, camphor, cloves. These are some of the herbs that the plague doctors put in their face masks. Those spooky-looking dudes with the...
They're spooky-looking, for sure.
They look like birds.
Yeah.
We need to bring that back.
Are you familiar with Jim Sterling?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, you've got to check him out. He's awesome. He's a video game guy on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of those play doctor masks.
And he wears it?
Occasionally.
For fun?
He's got this series about it. Yeah, he's very entertaining. So anyway.
Yeah, they need to bring that back. Because it made these guys, you know, during the bubonic plague, made them feel better about everything.
Well,
we need to bring it back. Minty, fresh face masks.
Well, now we have minty fresh hand sanitizer that's serving the same purpose of making people feel better.
Some of us do. Some of us have vodka. Vodka.
Which, ideally, has no smell. I have some jalapeno vodka. It's definitely got a smell. It's absolutely horrific.
Is this something you put together, or you bought it this way?
I bought it this way. Well, I was given it this way, because I like very spicy things, mm-hmm. and the person who purchased it misunderstood. It thought it would be jalapeno flavored, which one would still wonder about that, but it's actually
What?
It's overwhelmingly spicy. Like, it's among the most spicy things I've ever put in my mouth.
And it doesn't have a jalapeno taste. Or does it?
All you taste is
fire.
Is heat, yes. Well, it's brutal. It's not bad with, like, a Bloody Mary or something like that, but I'm never going to drink it.
Well, use it for hand sanitizer.
I might do exactly
use
that.
Use it to clean your floors. Yeah, just to sanitize things.
I
they're killing your bathtub.
That's a great idea. I have finally found a use for the jalapeno vodka.
There you go.
So other actions from His Excellency, and we're not kidding here. It says at the top of this executive order by His Excellency Christopher T. Sununu, Governor. By His freaking Excellency.
That's just silly. Silly tradition. It needs to go away.
And you can imagine how seriously he takes it as he's signing this. He's like,
and the judges, the honorable judges out there and whatnot.
And they just take this crap so seriously. It's like, dude, he reminds me of Chris Christie.
I mean, anybody who would run for that type of public office, even the mayor here in this town, it really is a power move. I mean, you really have to realize what these people are like back at on the homestead. I mean, they're the egomaniacs, all of them.
You have to be a megalomaniac to sign your name under something that says at the top, by His Excellency.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to control other people's lives, you have to wonder, you know, where they truly are in their mind. All politicians, every single one of them, even the ones who are like, you know, just trying to help.
So the third executive order of today, also unconstitutional, but hey, none of that matters, right? It's a national emergency.
This is when they get away. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. This is when we lose more and more of our freedoms for this dumb security.
Like the right to gather, the right to assembly, the First Amendment right to assembly, gutted and neutered.
And these are just the things that we can see.
Yeah.
The big question is, when these events are going down, what is being signed into law that no one is covering, that we don't realize only until a month and or years later, when it actually takes place. And well, I mean,
what kind of madness have they really put in this coronavirus response bill that they're about to release, you know?
Or the almost $9 billion of federal money that's going everywhere, to nonprofits, to states. They have, by the way, they have 30 days to use that money, and you better believe it.
They'll find a way.
All the states are, this is why the states are actually claiming that it's a crisis, even though there's only like a couple of deaths per state. Or whatever it is.
Well, there's not even a death in New Hampshire.
They can't claim that money. They can't claim the subsidies, the federal subsidies, unless they admit that there's a crisis taking place. That's why everyone's claiming crisis. It's for the money.
There hasn't even been a confirmed case of the coronavirus in New Hampshire.
There have. I think there's like a dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah. No, I was right. Not a dozen. I think there's like three or four.
And it's a state of emergency.
Exactly. And by the way, what countries, and we're only hearing this from Europe, Asia, I think there's a couple in Australia, North America, Canada.
Yeah, but there's
Are you hearing anything from South America? Are you hearing anything from Africa? Well, there are millions.
Those aren't tourist hotspots,
yeah,
though.
But there are millions of Chinese in Africa. And there's no travel ban from China to Africa. What's that all about? That's why this whole thing is a hoax. This whole thing is a scam.
I don't think the lack of tourism in South America and Africa are enough to justify saying that the coronavirus is a hoax.
They can't claim Africa is a no spot because the Chinese they're doing so much business there. They've got to be able to travel back and forth. I don't know what's going on in
China
South America.
China itself is a no spot. I don't know too many people who are like, hey, you know what? It's time for a vacation. I really need 3 weeks in the Sahara Desert.
Hmm.
I'm sure it happens, but it's very rare.
I think this is...
I mean, the reason Europe... Whole... And, I mean, those Africa and South America are largely filled by third world countries as a result of socialism, and in Africa in particular, colonialism.
You would think third world countries would be hit the hardest by something like the coronavirus.
Well, not if no one goes there. Because it's a third world country.
Yeah, but
you can't buy toilet paper with or without a coronavirus.
Millions of Chinese are going to Africa.
I don't think millions of Chinese are going anywhere right now.
They work there. They have to. And you don't hear any...
I mean, China to Africa isn't like a daily commute or anything like that. They probably, if they do work there, they go there for 6 months at a time.
You're correct, yes.
So they wouldn't have been in China to get the Wuhan coronavirus anyway.
I think that the back and forth between the workers, the Chinese workers, hasn't slowed. It's not every 6 months. It's a continual silk road that's going back and forth. And they've got a lot of business there.
Well, plus, I mean... Let's be honest about this. We're in the United States. If there was an outbreak of a virus in Africa, the American media wouldn't cover it because people don't care.
Unless it was Ebola. They were all over that.
Well, they've been ignoring the HIV epidemic there for decades.
And there's that.
So anyway, King Sununu has decided that unemployment should be available to everyone, whether they were actually employed or not, during this state of emergency. Including self-employed individuals and those individuals providing services currently excluded from the definition of employment shall be considered eligible for unemployment compensation benefits to the extent blah, 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 blah.
More entitlements.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if you were employed or not. Here's some unemployment.
There you go. You never paid into it in your life. You've been sleeping on your mom's couch your whole life for the last 10 years.
In addition
here's
to
some
that,
unemployment for you.
Well, he provides the service of sleeping on the couch, which is currently excluded from the definition of employment. Mm-hmm. Rightly so. In addition to that, however... The waiting period required to be served by individuals filing for unemployment compensation is hereby temporarily suspended and shall not apply to any individual who commences a benefit year while Executive Order 2020-04, presumably that's the one declaring it a state of emergency, is in effect. So some confusing language there, but basically, it seems like they'll just cut you a check right there at the unemployment office, and all you have to...
It's got to sign your name.
No matter if
even that.
You may have never been employed. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.